The K92 Morning Thanks. Ghost Hunters.
Friends for years. They finally decide, let's try this more than friends thing.
Let's give it a shot.
One date, and it all comes crashing down. Not just a ghosting, a full-on elimination.
It's like, what happened?
Bradley blocking.
Blocked on Facebook. I mean, this is extreme. This is not by accident. Chelsea has agreed to come on with us and only us, but to tell her side of the story. So, Chelsea, good morning, and we appreciate you coming on with us.
No, thank you. Good morning.
Okay, it's just you, and as I've described to everybody, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, friends for a long, long time, you decide after all that time, let's try the more than friends thing, and then within the span of one date, we've come to ghosted and blocked on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I've known Brad for over 7 years now, and I mean, I honestly do love how he cares about me, and he is just very protective about me, and I understand that, and I care about that. But I will call and explain everything to him later for sure, but I definitely needed my time.
So much so that you blocked him.
I mean, okay, it didn't start off terribly.
Okay.
The date was great. It was, dinner was good.
All right.
We already had a connection, obviously, and it was at the movie that everything kind of went, like, sideways.
Okay, so you go out to eat, and then you go to a movie, and something happens.
Yeah. So, okay, he tried to fight the concessions guy for looking at me while he was putting butter on the popcorn.
He tried to fight somebody.
Yes, the concessions guy. I mean, it was so embarrassing, and, like, I've known Brad to have, like, a jealous side, but I've never experienced him cussing out a kid just doing his job. Like,
I mean, was he winking at you?
Popcorn,
why are you looking at me?
So crazy.
Maybe he had a popcorn kernel in his eye. I mean, come on. I mean, that's a red line reaction to then sort of publicly throw down.
Maybe the kid was layering that butter very seductively.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Maybe that's what it was. Swirling. Like,
I mean, just trying to protect your arteries.
All right, that's enough butter.
Yeah, I mean, Brad's a really nice guy, but I don't know. I'm not ready to say no to our little thing, but he honestly does need to check his attitude.
I mean, you blocked him on Facebook. That seems extreme.
Well, yeah, he needs to realize that his actions were extreme.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was too much for me.
Okay, so
a real
turnoff for you to the point that you're like, I need to assess everything. I'm not saying our friendship is over, and we can talk about this, but it's not today.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, that seems fair. That seems like an overreaction.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, I'm going to go ahead and say thank you and send you on your way. And certainly, you know, keep us posted if there's other situations or what comes up. And like you said, she's willing to have a deeper conversation.
Yes.
But that's the private one that she would like to have. And we will now welcome back our friend Brad. So you tried to beat up the popcorn kid, Brad?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You sounded like such a nice guy. What'd you do that for?
Not for nothing. Chelsea's right. Like, she's in the right on this one. I kind of didn't pick up that she was as bothered by the whole thing as she did. I was a little embarrassed afterwards.
Okay.
And she didn't say nothing about it. So I thought, okay, we'll just kind of let this go under the bridge.
But you understand now that that was a pretty deep overreaction.
To be fair, the dude was honestly being, like, really creepy and, like, gross when she wasn't looking.
He works at a movie theater!
He was putting the butter, was it the way he was putting the butter on the popcorn?
Yeah. Was he slathering it on?
He was, like, he's leering at her and, like, looking at, you know, her figure and sort of sticking his tongue out and is like, you know, and then like moving the butter around all gross.
See?
But maybe he probably was.
He doesn't have a medical condition,
Monica.
He probably
tested the popcorn before.
Okay.
He was trying to test her out. It sounds like.
I'm willing to accept that maybe he was a little inappropriate, but again, overreaction. And I do find it's something can be very unattractive in men in particular, that super controlling, overly jealous behavior.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, Brad, that even if you mean well and it's because you like a person, because you don't sound like a bad guy, it comes off as very bad, and to me is a huge red flag that I feel like most women should rightfully walk away from.
Honestly, yeah, I've been kind of working for a while on like a temper that I have,
uh-huh.
and I usually, if I'm aware of myself, I can keep it controlled. I think I didn't. I'm so used to being so relaxed around Chelsea that mm-hmm. like
it was a different. It was a whole different Chelsea. It was a different Chelsea
all of a sudden
and Brad.
It happened and like a switch just kind of flipped for a second.
Right. It used to be Bradley and Chelsea. Now it's Brelsey, and it becomes a different thing. And now
well, at
it's,
least he yeah. recognizes.
Okay. The, yeah. And I'll give you. I'll give you a thing on that. He says he's working on it. That's all you can do as a human mm-hmm. being. Brad, you can come to my gym. We punch a lot of things. It helps. It gets the rage out. It's good.
Maybe that's the move.
All right, we'll do it. Now, Chelsea, it does look, just give her some space. It sounds like she will contact you when she's mm-hmm. ready. Maybe she hears the way this conversation is going. She thinks, okay, this is acceptable. We can move forward. So keep us posted and do hold yourself to account on that, because it's not a good trait to have for a person, and you sound like a decent dude. So let's go ahead and see what we can do to get rid of that.
I mean, honestly, Chelsea's always kind of been the one to call me on my BS, and yeah. I'm so grateful to her for doing it here.
All right. Well, enjoy your BS, Brad. Have a lovely day, and keep us posted, my friend.
Thanks, guys.